How you doing, Jason?
Good. I had a question about Romans chapter 2.
Okay.
I used to be part of the Lordship Salvation crowd. I used to open air preach with some of those guys you see on the street. I'm sure you know about them.
Right, yeah.
You know, the repent of your sins, everything like that. So, you know, now that I changed and believe in eternal security like the Bible teaches, they're railing on me. They say, you know, I lost my salvation. And so they bring up this one, verse 6, who will render to every man according to his deeds, to them who by patient continuance and well-doing seek for glory and immortality, eternal life. So they put the continuance and well-doing as works.
Right.
So I wanted to see what you thought about that.
Sure, yeah. This is a classic example of taking Scripture out of context, because there are actually several verses in chapter 2 that would appear to teach a works-based salvation. Because what Paul is basically explaining in chapter 2 is that if you do all the right things, you'll have eternal life. If you do all the right things, you'll be saved. But then what does he turn around and say in chapter 3? There's none that doeth good, no, not one. So yeah, he sits there and says, to them who by patient continuance and well-doing seek for glory and honor and immortality, eternal life. Except, here's the thing, there's nobody who by patient continuance and well-doing seeks for glory and honor and immortality and eternal life. So in the
context, it's talking about if you want to keep the law, then you have to do it perfectly, kind of like...
Yeah, exactly. And if you read the whole chapter, that becomes real obvious, because he starts out in Romans chapter 1 talking about all these people that have rejected the gospel and become reprobate. Then he kind of turns it around in chapter 2 on people who were calling themselves Jews and making their boast in the law. And he explains to them that, yeah, you know, if you continue in all the words of the book of law to do them, you're going to have eternal life. Yeah, that you would be saved if you did that. But then he basically explains in chapter 3 that, you know, nobody does that. It's sort of like when the rich young ruler asked Jesus what he must do to inherit eternal life. And he says to him, well, you know, what does the scripture say? And he lists off a bunch of commandments. And Jesus says, that's right. Do that and you'll live. Basically, this do and thou shalt live. And he says, well, all that I've kept from my youth up. What lack I yet? Now, there's no way that that guy had really kept every commandment of the Bible from his youth up. So Jesus points out where he's lacking and says, well, if thou wilt be perfect, you know, sell that thou hast, give it to the poor, take up thy cross and follow me. He goes away sorrowing because he has great riches. So the guy walked up thinking he had to do something, some kind of works to get into heaven, and he walked away thinking he had to do works to get into heaven. He's not saved. But right. What Jesus is demonstrating there is that truly, if you live a perfect life, if you keep all of the commandments perfectly, you'll go to heaven. But since there's no person on the planet who does that, that's where we need salvation by grace through faith, through Jesus. So it's Amen. Like there's two ways to get to heaven. One way is to believe on Jesus and do it by grace. The other way is to live a perfect life and never sin. But
okay, just one last verse, and then, because sure. I know you're busy. Hebrews 5:9, they always bring up, and being made perfect, he became the author of eternal salvation unto all them that obey him. So you see how they take that verse in CC? If you obey him, you know, keep his commandments, then he's the author of eternal salvation because you're obeying him.
Right, but it talks about the fact of those who obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Let me give you this scripture here. It's the one that's popping into my mind here. 2 Thessalonians chapter 1. It says in verse number 8, and flaming fire taking vengeance on them that know not God and that obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, who shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of his power, when he shall come to be glorified in his saints and to be admired in all them that believe, because our testimony among you was believed in that day. So those who obey not the gospel are the people mm-hmm. who don't believe the gospel. So, you know, that's how you obey the gospel, by believing it. You know, repent and believe the gospel, or where he says, you know, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved. That's actually a commandment to believe.
So in certain verses, obey and believe are synonymous with each other. Okay.
Well, in certain circumstances, the way that you obey is by believing.
Gotcha.
I mean, obey means different things based on what the command was. I mean, if I say shut the door, then obedience is to shut that door.
Right.
And if I say believe on Jesus, then how do you obey that command? By believing on Jesus. Exactly. So sometimes when you see the word obey, you know, it's talking about obeying the command to believe. For example, the Bible says, this is his commandment. I believe it's 1 John 3:24, something like that. This is his commandment, that we believe on the name of his son, Jesus Christ. You know, and that we love one another as he gave his commandment. So believing on Jesus Christ is a commandment. Yeah, it's 1 John 3:23. I found it. This is his commandment, that we should believe on the name of his son, Jesus Christ, and love one another as he gave his commandment. So, yeah, you know, the Lordship Salvation crowd, they can grasp at all the straws they want, but you and I both know that there's a whole mountain of scripture that says that salvation is by faith and that it's not of works.
Yeah, that's why I got out of it. I knew in my spirit, even when I was preaching, when someone's not right.
Right. So, and well, I'm glad to hear that you got out of it.
Yeah, it was your once saved, always saved teaching that I saw the video that really started the whole process. So God bless you for that.
Yeah, God bless you too. Great call. Thank you.
All right.
Yeah, it says Romans chapter 2 is explaining, yeah, theoretically, if you do all the right things, you'll be saved. But then Romans 3 goes on and on about how, you know, no one is good enough. No one's righteous. We've all sinned and come short of the glory of God. And it says, therefore, we conclude that a man is justified by faith without the deeds of the law. So there in Romans 2, they need to get to the conclusion where he actually concludes his whole argument and puts it all together and says, therefore, we conclude that a man is justified by faith without the deeds of the law at the end of chapter 3 there.